story. It's about me, Kiko, El Greñudo. After our father died in 1938, Luis Cáceres, who was Mama Grande's brother, owned a barbershop on East 6th Street, about a block east of East Avenue, right next to Onion Creek. He offered us, Los Hijos del Difunto Benito Cifuentes, free haircuts. We, of course, called him Tio Luis. His state-of-the-art haircuts were related more to shearing sheep than to cutting hair of human beings. When folks were ready for a haircut in those days, it meant getting all the hair cut to be able to start all over again from scratch. Pelones. It was also a way of saving money, since they did not have to have a haircut too often. Tio Luis' clippers were manual, and he apparently couldn't help himself because he often nicked his customers, perhaps because some of them had little granitos or sores from being around in the dirt so much. Even though the haircuts that I got were free, I dreaded nothing more than having to go and get a haircut from Tio Luis. I would say, early day hippie who enjoyed seeing the crop of my hair that I had raised. I could never understand why I was chided by my mom for being a greñudo. In my mind, I was growing waves, and besides, the longer my hair got, the more I could lay claim to adulthood. Later, when Mama got married to Tom, and it was assumed that we could afford to pay for our own haircuts, Mama would finally get so exasperated with the length of my hair, she would tell me que parece está tan largo que parece mujer, because it was so long that I started looking like a woman. Long hair also meant a larger colony of liendres and piojos, and that the dreaded critters who sucked our blood from the top of our heads. And getting a haircut often meant liendres extermination. And for this, Tio Luis was a master. He did not leave enough hair for them to attach themselves to. And after I had a haircut by him, Mama was able to do a treat with the assurance that I was not a piojo carrier. I remember these treatments with fondness. It was a warm and secure feeling sitting in the front porch, being between Mama's legs, held up closely with my back to her as she searched and searched to be able to pluck out liendres and piojos and place them on one of her thumbs, thumbnails to crush them with the other. With so many children, Mama got very good at this. By the time I was 12, as I will keep repeating in the stories of my adventures, I was a movie addict. And there was only one reason in the world to have a nickel or a dime or 15 cents or a whole quarter. With a quarter, you could either go to, with money, you could, for a nickel, you could go to the Cactus Theater and the Ritz. For a dime, you could go to the Ritz. And for the capsule, for 15 cents. But, or we could go to the State or Paramount Theater. When Mama started feeling that I was looking very neglected because of my hair was long and uncombed, she would give me a quarter and tell me to go to Tio Luis' shop to get clipped to the bone. Being able to pay for my haircuts didn't change Luis's way of cutting my hair. It seems it still remained an ordeal, especially during hot summer days when we couldn't distinguish where the wetness had come from Tio Luis's brow or our own sweat. The salty sweat also guaranteed that loose hair was going to stick to our body until we got to take a bath or a shower, which for me was not that often, I'm afraid. and the hair stuck up and down my neck and out my arms and stomach, and it began to torture me. My hate for haircuts grew and making it easy for me to become a dishonest person, because when Mama gave me a quarter to get a haircut, I could only think of what it could do for me in terms of pleasure, and started spending it on movie popcorn and Dr. Pepper, and then I'd have to come home crying because I lost the money, or they had been taken from me by bullies. Mama, who was so kind and trusting, believed it. I guess it was because she always felt guilty for not being able to give me money for the movies. She naturally stopped believing me after I tried to get by with my lies once too often. So I remember one time after Mama started to trust me again, the temptation became too great. And I went to the show instead of getting a haircut. And I knew that I wasn't going to be able to get away with it. So the way home, I decided to stop at Theo Luis's barbershop to hang around in hopes that a free haircut would be offered. Being in my Theo's barbershop was, except for the haircut was pleasant and interesting experience. The shop had become a central meeting place of East Austin residents, where chistes were heard and exchanged, but Theo was a very tolerant and allowed drinking, so he got real good in terms of storytelling. By that time, my cousin Steve, Theo Luis's younger brother, was barbering at the same place, and he was a modern barber, early health star, a trendsetter. He was a handsome man, with jet black wavy hair, perfectly trimmed mustache. I knew I wasn't going to be able to ask outright for a haircut, because then the word would get back to Mama that I was going around being a piriche, a beggar, or a person who doesn't have pride and is willing to ask that things be given to him. If there was one thing that bothered Mama, was that I didn't seem to think that there was anything wrong with asking for money. And she often looked at me with a sad look and would say, "Kiko, tú sabes que no me gusta que andas de piriche. You know that I don't like for you to be asking for money." My cousin Steve finally, though, asked me if I was going to get a haircut. And so I got inspired to tell him the story that I had lost the quarter that Mama had given me, and that I was afraid to go home because I was probably going to get spanked. Cousin Steve was a sweet man who used to drink beer with my father and uncle. He may not have believed my story about losing the money, but he nevertheless felt sorry for me and gave me an adult haircut. I had exploited my fatherlessness once again with great success. I arrived at home in the state-of-the-art hairstyle, which included the famous ducktail kept down by grease. I thought that I looked terrific, but Mama worried because she saw that it wouldn't be too long before he'd have to give me another quarter to prevent me from being a greñudo. Besides, she was worried because I wanted to wear my hair like the pachucos, which were always held suspect by las familias decentes de East Austin.